Welcome to the School of Hollywood, where you'll learn of the successes of entertainment professionals in movies, TV, and music. I'm Steve Owens, your host with 30 years experience as a movie, TV, music producer, a talent manager, a former talent agent, and earned 43 platinum and gold records. Today, we have Drew Lane, one of the top teen music producers and music managers in Hollywood. Drew has earned several platinum records, including High School Musical and Hannah Montana.
Oh boy, Miley Cyrus!
Drew has a lot of advice for parents and kids wanting to get in the music business. So let the music play. Well, it's music to my ears this afternoon. We have the one and only Drew Lane.
What's up, Steve?
And I've known this man since High School Musical when he was getting his platinum album, placing it on his walls.
That's right, man. Great days and great days ahead of us, too. So it's always been a pleasure, you know, working with you, Steve, and being a part of what you're doing.
Yeah, we actually worked together when I was an agent for a short period of time, which I prefer to be a manager instead of an agent. and, you know, we did have a little actor who didn't show up on auditions.
Yes, we did.
Which we soon taught him, this is not the music business.
That's correct.
So kids, learn. Go to your auditions.
That's right. And you be there a half hour early. People look at that.
People really do.
You know, the directors, casting directors, producers, they all look at that. And they also study what you do in the room, too. So no gossiping. Nothing crazy, just be very professional. Be a little different left field, but be professional because they are watching you even from behind the door. Footnote.
Well, looking at your Instagram, I see that almost every kid who sings music is coming to you now.
Yes, it's been really great. And, you know, being able to put that whole quadruple threat together, because when I do work with them, I do tell them it's a necessity that you do act. If you don't act, learn how to act. If you don't dance, learn how to dance. You know, just do everything in the business because you never know what, you know, tributary or artery is going to give you that opportunity. So just do everything and do everything well. And that's what I preach to my clients that I work with.
So being a music manager, what's important for you when you're signing a talent is besides the vocal quality, obviously. Do you look at the stage presence, the desire?
Right.
What are the points that you really look for?
I tell them they have to work just as hard as I do, because what use is it if I have to pull a lot in the work? You know, you're going to have to work just as hard as I do. And then being able to be active on social media, that's another requirement. A lot of time, well, I sing really good, but other people, they have bigger numbers and they don't have the voice I do. I say, yeah, but they have the drive. You have to have that drive too. So I always tell them social media is very important. You can't just say, you know, well, here's my song on iTunes or Spotify. That doesn't do it. You have to do a lot more. Image is another thing. How you live your life, what you post, how you post it is all so important. And also, I also audition their parents too. So, that, you know, you have to put everybody in check, because look, if a parent comes in, they have to realize that if they're still the representative for that child, even though I'm the manager or production company for them, they still look at you through the eyes of their children. So how you act is a reflection on them, because you can blow a multi-million dollar deal by your conduct being, you know, reprehensible. So you have to be on guard too. And I tell the parents that all the time too. So I check out the parents as well.
Yeah, I took on the first child actor I've ever taken on in my entire career. She actually hustled me for a year, Bella Alexandris. And I've watched this girl grow her Instagram from like 26,000 and organically to 100,000. And, you know, she proved it. She got herself in 14 magazines. And I said, okay, now I'll take you on. It's that shortage term thing that always prevented me from taking on kids, because they... Oh, yeah, I want to do this. And next week, I want to be a dancer. And then the next week, I want to be a sword fighter. How do you know when a child has that determination making this the career?
When they bug me. And I love that. Hey, Drew, when we're getting in the studio, when we're writing, when we're doing this, I'm like, yes, yes, that's what I love. Because if I have to remind them about it, then they don't want it. So they have to take the initiative. Look, because as I say, you know, I got mine already. I'm okay. You know what I mean? I play it safe and you work your finance. I'm okay. I tell them I'm giving you an opportunity because I can just go on and I'll be fine. I really will be. But I'm giving you the opportunity. You have to want it just as much as I do. When you go in a studio, you got to give me 120, 125%. Or be willing to be taught, be willing to be groomed, be willing to trust me and trust the experts that I work with. Because if you don't, then really you're going down a dark path of, you know, going nowhere.
How could a kid, you know, say, start to get into the singing business besides singing along with your records on the radio? What advice do you have for them?
Well, I tell them is like you take an artist that you really love and you really admire, and then you put yourself and you inculcate your own personality into it. I mean, you can look at Billie Eilish, you can say, hey, there's a little bit of Tori Amos, there's a little bit of Fiona Apple, there's a little bit of Lorde, but it ends up being Billie Eilish at the end of the day. So be willing to look at artists that you admire, but go left field a little bit. Also, we have to shock them a little bit. Maybe it's what you wear. Maybe it's an accessory. Maybe it's something that you bring to the table that no one else brings in there, to be creative too. So also help them out with that, but being willing to help, you know, help mold them is also an important point of me working with them and taking them to the next level.
Great. What artists do you have now that we should be on the lookout for?
I have a few. And right off the top, Gavin Magnus. You know, Gavin's amazing. 13-year-old, signed to Sony Columbia Jam Jr. We have about 4 or 5 singles coming out. We have 3 already out already. Gavin is like Kid Laroi, Juice WRLD, Drake, you know, and that genre, that the rap singing. And what's good is that he keeps all the lyrics clean but edgy. So that gives young people to listen to something that's not kids boppy, mm-hmm. you know, but still very relatable. Gavin is amazing. Another artist, Kalani, she's really a lightning rod. You know, she has this great, vibrant personality about her. I'm getting ready to release her. Mishka Silva is another one who's gonna, you're gonna love her. And I have a few more like on deck that I'm working with. I don't have time to mention all of them, but they are, I'm proud of them. I'm like a proud father, but still a business figure in the industry that can help them get to the next level. And I don't guarantee nothing to these guys. I tell them we're going to work hard and we'll get opportunities, and how you relate to these opportunities and carry through, that's the key to it. I'm not going to promise you anything. We got to work hard, and hard work makes it.
So in your studio these days, are you using Pro Tools, Logic, Ableton, and of course, what microphones are you using?
All right, great question. I use Pro Tools. I use 12 Pro Tools, 12. I also use 10. I go back and forth because more plugins, you know. I use Ableton. I love Ableton, the VSTs I'm using. I'm using Kontakt. I'm using Serum. I'm using East West Sounds. I'm using Arcade. And I'm using all those different, you know, aggregates to the studio. I'm using a Manly bike, you know. I used to use Neumanns all the time, but my Manly is really good. And, you know, my vocal chain is really good too. You know, the Neve, I have a Neve preamp also, 1176s, and they're running through another Manly. So that's how I'm rolling these days, Steve.
Hey, you've upgraded from the old Pro Tools board.
That's right, yeah. Hey, it's just a big mouse anyway.
Exactly. Big mouse. Hey, have you had a chance to play with the plugin, Captain Plugin?
No.
You can actually create a song sitting there playing with it in about 15 minutes, music-wise. Obviously, you're going to have somebody writing the lyrics to it. But it's a great way, I think, for young kids to actually learn about, especially like the 4 chords and, you know, which most of the #1 records have been created in. And I'm sure you've used them on a few of your hit records.
You're right. You're right about this. 4 chords, you know. It's like 4 corners, 4 chords. You know, your biggest hits are 4 chords, you know. Not unless you get into that Steely Dan or Jethro Tull or Rush Mode, which I'm a big fan of. Toto, and those, the progressive rock move. And, yeah, exactly. The 4 chords really can take you a long way.
Yeah, what's interesting on the Captain plugins is it actually kind of teaches you music theory. So it's a great thing for adults and kids actually to learn, and plugs into Ableton and Pro Tools and whatnot. Do you feel that that actually might hurt with the AI technology songwriters in the future?
No, you just have to adapt. So it's just like, you know, when you're a producer, whether it's with movies, because I'm doing movies as well now, as well as production, you have to adapt to the new style. You have to adapt to the new things that's going on. You can't, that's like me taking a Ampex 2-inch tape and putting it on a Studer machine and, you know, saying we got to do this. I only have 24 tracks, you know. Yeah, that works, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to move along with the time. So I'm a big fan. You have to move on with technology.
How long does it take you to put a record together these days?
Less than an hour or two. So,
and are you able to take, you know, for example, a kid in Kalamazoo, Michigan, putting his demo tape together on Logic and then transport it into your studio and mix it for him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I tell everybody to really, the 4 points, and if you're going to send me files, make sure that you consolidate them from zero. That way I could give me the tempo, give me the key of the song, make sure there's no distortion in it, give me some headroom in there, make sure that the vocals are dry. So I tell them all those things, and it makes it more easier for, you know, me and my team to be able to make it into a great project.
What young artists should up-and-coming singers listen to, in your opinion?
You mean like as an artist?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I always tell them you got to go back to go forward. So I tell them, you know, listen to Donny Hathaway's, listen to Roberta Flack, Alicia Keys, Stevie Wonder, Janis Joplin, you know, and then if you're going to like Donald Fagen, people like that, and then more modern, you know, have people listen to Drake, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Usher, Chris Brown. And then I go back even further if you want to get even more, a little more avant-garde, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, all those different people like that, your Buddy Hollies, and even from Frank Sinatra's and your Nat King Cole, Michael Jackson. And then you find that you have like a glossary of artists that you could just build your own style. It's like a supermarket of styles you could put together to create your own avatar musically.
Fantastic. Is there any artists that you would personally like to work with?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Of course, I always wanted to work with Prince, got close, you know, Michael Close, because I know the family. But, you know, I would love to work with, but I don't think Billy would let me do it because she has Phineas. But I love Billy. Lana Del Rey is another one. You know, Alicia Keys is another one. Of course, the Drakes of the world, because Drake is really musical. And so, yeah, that's just a few on my bucket list that will get close to becoming true very soon.
Fantastic. Drew, where can people find you in social media?
It's at Drew Lanester when it comes to Instagram, and also it's Andrew Lane on Facebook. So that's where you can reach me.
Well, it's great to have you on the show today, and best of luck in 2021 with new music. Can't wait to hear it.
Well, like DJ Khaled said, you the best. You the best, Steve, and we got another one coming, man. So.
Thank you for listening to the School of Hollywood. Please follow us on Instagram at School of Hollywood and subscribe so you can hear our next episode. I'm Steve Owens. Until next time, continue to follow your dreams and look to the stars for your success.